Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day we normally try to apply and live out what we've been learning all week, but this has been a special week. It's Holy Week, the week leading up to Easter Sunday, when we've just tried to pause and reflect on the events of Jesus' life leading up to that fateful day that he rose again from the dead. So tomorrow is Good Friday, the day that that Jesus died. And so today we're going to read the story of his death and just take some time to reflect on what that means for us. And then Good Friday, I hope you'll be able to do that as well. I'd encourage you to visit a church if you can. Lots of churches, it being a stat holiday, will have a service in the middle of the day for Good Friday. And it'll be very different from a lot of services. Normally we celebrate a lot of things in churches. We want it to be a joyful, happy experience. But Good Friday is an exception to that, or at least it should be, in my opinion. It's a day that the church remembers the cost of Jesus's triumphant, wonderful resurrection and his gift to us of resurrection from the dead as well. It's an amazing thing, but we can forget sometimes the cost of it. Good Friday is all about pausing and remembering the painful cost of what Jesus did for us. That to rise from the dead, he had to die. To take the punishment we deserved, he had to be punished. Jesus had to endure incredible suffering to relieve us of suffering. I could go on, but you get the idea. All the amazing benefits that Jesus in his death and resurrection offers to us came at a great price. His resurrection came at the price of his death. And so we'll pause today and tomorrow, Good Friday, to just remember his death and to thank him. Here's the story.
It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. Now when the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God, saying, "Certainly, this man was innocent." And all of the crowds that had assembled for this spectacle, when they saw what had taken place, returned home, beating their breasts. And all his acquaintances and the women who had followed him from Galilee stood at a distance, watching these things.
So before we get to the joy of Easter Sunday in a couple days, all the fun and the bunnies and the chocolate and all that, I hope you'll just pause. Take some time now to reflect and pray and thank Jesus, thank God for this sacrifice. And your challenge question for today is simply, how can you show your thanks? How can you express it in words or actions this weekend to give thanks to God for the incredible gift and sacrifice that he's given us? Bye for now.